Oh, it's windy. It's a very blustery day, as Winnie the Pooh would say. I'm Paul Gannon, and guess who this little chap is walking next to me? It's not Piglet, and I'm not Pooh. Who is it?
Hi everyone, it's Eli Silverman. It's a blustery and brisk day here in northwest London. Is that right? Yes, northwest London. The far reaches of northwest London. What are we up to today? Out and about, obviously.
Well,
did you just grunt?
No. Do you mean fart?
Yes.
No, I didn't do that.
What do you mean, mean fart?
Because, I don't know, maybe you meant, did I expostulate?
Yeah, I think it was your satchel flapping in the wind.
Yeah, it might be my flapule. My flapule. Look, hello, this week we are doing...
I'm Flapule Wednesday.
Oh, nice to see you, Flapule Wednesday.
Oh, I've got a big mouth flapping in the wind, it does. Sometimes I burp and people think I've farted.
Right, okay, well, good. Right, so here's what we're doing this week.
Oh, no, they do, though.
Here's what we're doing on the podcast this week. It is Tatunt. It is going to be a two-part episode. Part one this week is me and Eli going to charity shops in Watford. And we'll explain the rules a little bit later on. New rules. New year, new rules for Tatunt. This is a Tatunt episode, part one. Part two will be next week's evaluation of the things we've bought, guessing their prices, etc., etc.
Oh, we're going to guess the prices as well, just as a bonus?
I think we can, as long as we don't reveal what we got when we got it. You know?
We don't reveal to each other our goods.
No. Well, we'll explain the rules in a little bit, won't we?
I'll show you my goods, though. Do you want to open your flapsule and show me the goods?
Your mushy pink goods. Yeah? Mushy pink goods.
That's right.
I'll look at your mushy
I've got
pink
turgid,
goods.
Turgid, mushy pink goods.
Ah.
They're not mushy, they're turgid.
Right, well, we're going to go into the credits now. Do you want to leave a parting thought before we get in there?
I'd like to leave a parting fart.
A farting part.
Yes. My whole lower half.
Yeah, isn't that the truth, buddy boy?
Ain't that the fucking truth?
Ain't that the buddy boy truth?
I'm in the mood.
Right, so we're going to walk to the bus stop, and until then...
What bus are we getting?
H18.
It was the 14 you made me get on the other day.
I didn't, because it doesn't go past this.
It was not the 18.
Here's the thing. It was definitely that. It was either that or the 19, because it's the same bus, but it's counterclockwise. We're not getting into this right now.
All right, fine.
What we're doing right now, which we're saying, hello, welcome to the Cheap Show. Here's the music.
Bus liar.
Fuck off.
Cheap Show time.
Welcome to Cheap Show. Right, we're at the bus stop, and this will take us on the H18 to Headstone Lane.
All the way to Headstone Lane, and we're going to get.
Getting this bus. Ignore this bus, the 183. We're not interested.
Look away.
Don't look at it.
Don't make eye contact.
Yeah, he's got it. He's moved on. Got it. Fuck off.
Good for him.
Yeah, fuck off, mate. Go on. Shameful. What?
Oh, I think that was another bus. Narrow roof on this bus shelter, isn't it?
Yeah.
Extra narrow roof. I've never seen one of those. It's like an in situ. We just missed it.
No, that's a H14.
Oh.
That's not meant to stop it.
So fucking confusing.
It's not meant to stop it because it's on diversion, so it's just taking this route.
Fucking
anyway, we're getting the H18 to Headstone Lane. We will get the overground train. I believe the Suffragette line. I believe it's a Suffragette line. No, it's the Lioness line.
Yeah, it's not
Lioness line to Watford.
It's the one near me.
The Goblin line.
The Goblin became the Suffragette. And how do you remember that? Because David Bowie played the Goblin King in Labyrinth. And one of his songs, Don't Lean On Me, Man, because I ain't got time for pity, down here in Suffragette Line City.
Yeah, no, you've made a completely random association.
That's not random.
No, no.
Did he or did he not play the Goblin King?
Yes, he did.
And did he have a song called Suffragette City?
He did.
And is that line used to be called
fair,
The Goblin? And,
he used to have a song called TFL Overland as well.
Overland.
Overland as
you
well.
You can't help it, can you? You can't
TFL
stop
Overland.
Saying Overland. Where's our bus? How many minutes did
Two
say?
Minutes, it said. Oh, baby, if you want to go on TFL. It's the TFL.
Overland.
A TFL, it's the one you know.
When I was sleeping, I saw a little gnome in my head, and I took... Oh, fuck.
Get out, little gnome. Get out, little gnome. From the garden of thoughts in my cars. In my arse. Well done, Paul.
Right. In my carse.
In my carse, I know.
It's a carse arse.
Carse arse. It's half car, half arse.
It's a carse.
Half arse car. It's a half arse car.
Oh, God.
Right, we're just waiting for the bus now, and then we're going to head all the way to Watford. We'll keep you abreast of the situation. This isn't a walkabout episode per se.
It's a tat hunt.
It's more of a tangential association to. Oh, here it is. Here's the 18. Right, we're getting on. Here we go. Right, here we go. H18, everyone. It's exciting. Beep time. Here we go.
It's quite confusing because of the...
Because of what?
The N18.
Yeah.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, but it's not
that. This is the H18.
Anyway, look.
The N18 is we did on the first episode of Night Bussing.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
I do. And we're not doing that though.
We're taking it to Headstone Lane, yeah?
Yeah, oh shit. Right, we'll see you in a bit because it's just a bus route. We'll see you in a bit. Oh. We're getting off here.
We are?
Yeah.
Headstone Lane. Headstone Lane Station. Headstone
Lane Station. This is where we're getting off. Here we go. And we'll be
There's
getting
a, what? A pizza what? Place up there called Pizza Dono. It's a no-no.
It's a no-no from you, dog.
It's a dog on the pizza.
No-no.
No-no.
Hey, no-no.
Down, boy.
Right, come on, come on, come on. Here we come. Off we get. Hey. Right, and now...
On the train now.
We're getting on the train, the overland.
Well, that was an enjoyable...
mini sojourn.
H18.
Hi.
Paul.
Yes.
Every time the automated lady's voice said H18, it sounded like she was going, H18. So I thought I was watching porn or something.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Those sort of automated voices at the beginning of porn clips.
Is this the thing that you
are
said...
Are you lonely and you want to fuck a granny? Or something like that.
When we were on the bus and you said, I've got something to say, was that it?
Yes.
All right. It was dog shit.
Your dog shit.
Right, we can get on here and there's a little beep machine. Yeah. Hey. Right,
is
here we
fuck
go.
Me up? Is
Hang
he gonna
on.
Fuck me?
No. I'll fuck you. I'll fuck you good. Well, I'll pay for more. Right. Oh. Oh, we've got a bit of a wait.
Oh, no.
14:48 right. It's expected, but it won't come till 14:50.
Why is it so late?
I don't know. The thing is, we've had bad weather in the UK the last few days, and it might be a knock on from that.
It's a little knock to our international listeners.
Fucking keep your gob away from it. You always end up like deep throating the mic, and you don't need to. Here's the distance I am between me and the mic.
Oh my god!
You see what I mean? It's like literally a hand span.
Oh, everyone's really enjoying. You should have your own segment. Paul moans about Eli's mic technique.
Yeah, it's called Cheap Show. I do it every week.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to go in here for an echo. Oh, what's in here? This is very liminal.
Let me get a shot of that. Get out of
there. Oh, this is a it houses bikes.
It used to be a waiting room, obviously.
Probably. Cycles may be left here free of charge at owner's risk. So, yeah, that's what we're doing today.
Very empty and weird in here.
Yeah. Taking a picture of Eli, taking a picture. The windmill's off my mind. I like it. Ew. I want give me an action pose.
Oh, you always do the same thing.
Yeah, all right, then I won't point. I'll just stand here like a soldier.
That's more unusual. Good boy, Paul. Good boy, Paul.
Thank you, Daddy. Daddy like it when I play game. Right.
We've got 10 minutes of this shit.
Yeah, when's the next one after it? When's the second one? Because I might have a cheeky plan.
What?
15:03. I'm thinking there's a little greasy spoon calf up the road. Might pop in and get a coffee and a bat Sammy, and we'll be back for the 3:03.
I know the one you mean. It's the one
we always go to.
Let's
get
it?
Going. It's going to be like it's like a 6-minute walk.
We've already tapped in though. That's fine.
No,
we don't tap in again.
Don't tap out.
Do you have to tap out? Mate,
I'm
stairs?
No.
You're tapped out.
I'm tapped out. Mate. No, we tapped in, but that's it. We're on the platform now. Doesn't
tapped
matter.
Tapped out, mate.
And I'm tapped in. And this is.
I'd like to tap that ass.
What, my ass?
Yes.
Or the woman, you said that out loud to as we walked past her.
Of course not.
That made it
How
sound
dare
like
you
were saying it to her.
How dare you?
Cut this.
Cancel Eli. Cancel him. Right, we're off to the greasy spoon. We're going to see you when we're fed. which is a bit like our original Tat Hunt, where before we even got started, we went to the cafe.
We were eating bacon sandwiches,
yeah,
like that.
Good days. Let's really create the good days. Cheap Show's all about the good days. Right.
Oh, look at that, Paul.
What? Say again? Hang on, what?
Pedestrian bridge, the old rusty one. Look.
That's the one we went across
that's
that time.
It's such a picturesque bridge. I'm going to take a shot of it.
Yeah, he's going to take a picture, a shot of that. Right, see you in a bit, everyone. See you in a bit.
She's number five in the world. Beard Meets Food isn't even the top 14 then.
Who's the number one? Again, Jimmy Chestnut.
Joey Chestnut.
Hey, I'm Joey Chestnut. What are we doing here? I'm Joey Chestnut. Hey, I'm Joey Chestnut, and I'm giving Cheap Show my thumbs up for best economy eating guys. I'm Joey Chestnut, and I approve this podcast.
You need to move on, fella.
Why?
Because I represent Jimmy Watercress and Jimmy Watercress Associates. I'm from Watercress Associates, you need to leave. You need to get your chestnut loving ass right out of here.
I'm getting out of here. You don't mess with the Watercress Society.
No, we should explain to everyone. Joey Chestnut is a real person and is world number one competitive eater.
He eats things fast for a living. And he's as thin as a rake, isn't he?
It's not just eating things fast, it's eating a lot of things fast, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's speed and there's also number of things eaten. Yeah.
He's a speed and quantity eater. Anyway, we've just come back from the Greasy Spoon. I got a lovely Sammy sausage bacon. And what did you get?
Sausage.
You sound like that dog from the TV show. Sausages.
It's unusual to get sausage and bacon. You've got latte on your nose.
I've got a little bit of fluff of latte on my nose. Anyway, the train's coming in now in about 2 minutes or so. So I think it's time to very briefly give you the rules of what we're doing today.
Okay.
It's very simple, right? Usually we go out, we try and do a price of shite, we just buy any old bollocks and then we bring it back and guess it. Today we're doing like a kind of bingo-esque thing where I've written down on a piece of paper six of the most common types of things we find in charity shops and things that have been on the podcast. And so I have six slips of paper over this fluff.
Are you going to randomise these?
Hang on, well, in a minute, yeah. The things are a toy, a board game, kitchenware, like knives, forks, cutlery, gadgets for the kitchen. A party record, that could be a mix, a Stars on 45, a Mrs. Mills, a James Last. We've got a book and decorative trinket, something you'd put on a mantelpiece, something that your nan would have. And so the idea is we're going to get to Watford, shuffle them all up, and then we're going to pick three each, and then we have to get...
Mantelpiece. Yeah, you said mantel plate.
I know.
That's one of those acorns, because it makes more sense for it to be a mantel place, doesn't it? But it's not a piece, it's a shelf, it's a place. You eggcorned. You're the king of the eggcorn.
You heard it here first, everyone. I am the king of eggcorns. So, with all that being said, we're going to get to Watford. I'm going to shuffle these all up, take three each, and then we're going to explore the many charity shops of Watford and see what we can bring back for part two of this.
The train's coming in.
Oh, it's coming a little bit early.
That's the departure time.
Oh, okay.
It's not the time it comes in.
I thought it was the platform time.
It's not platform time.
It's platform time. Get in the line for platform time. 1, 2, 3, 4, all in line. Get all together for the platform time.
Very good. Very, very good.
Chuff comes the train. Get on, chuff. I want to see your hairy chuff up your muff. Watford Junction train's coming in. Let's get on board.
No, there's not.
I have to put mine in my pocket until we get to Watford. Well, now, we're getting off at Watford High Street and not Watford
stops?
Station. About four or five.
Okay, well,
it's a really short journey. So we're going to get on the train. I'm going to press the button. And we'll see you in Watford.
Is it this side?
Yes, it is this side. Look, we're getting in now to Watford High Street, the station we're getting off at, and then we'll allocate the items for the game.
Yes, I do love taking a suburban train this time of year because all of the foliage is off and you get a lovely panoramic view. That just bit there coming into Watford High Street, really lovely, sweeping, curving view into the town. It's on a hill.
It's like incline, decline kind of thing going on as well. What?
Look at that incline, old incline. One in 500.
What
level.
Does that mean?
Well, that's how much it goes up. 1 inch for every 500 along.
Oh, is that what it means? One inch for every 1 inch? All right, you take a photo of that, because I'm going to just put this thing in the bin, which I've been carrying for a while now. Sorry. Oh, Why has no one got any bins? What is it with the bins? I've noticed not a single bin on any of the platforms.
That's
along
because
this route.
Of terrorism in the 80s.
No, I mean, look, there's bins, and usually there's bangling, dangling
some
bags.
The bags haven't been replaced.
Yeah, but there was a week or so ago when I was here, they were there. It's not because of the IRA they got rid of the state bags.
And in the state of our hospitals, that's a complaint that a lot of colostomy patients use.
Let that go.
Let it go!
Because when I was growing up in the northwest, all the bins on the underground there, on the Wirral Line and City Line, they were all removed because of the IRA. Because, you know,
well,
we had a legitimate
exactly what
reason.
In London. That's what happened in London. That's why you have those, because you get clear polyurethane or whatever bags. Yeah. So you can see in and see that there's not an incendiary device or bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although, honestly, it wouldn't stop you if you wanted to.
Look, there you go.
Move
there's
the
bags.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm going to put these in the bin. Finally. Fucking hell. Liquid and hot cups, it says, so you've got to. Oh, where'd I put that other trash? Here we go. Job done.
My God, my phone. My God.
Oh, right, did you have a little panic because you thought you'd lost your phone on the train?
Oh, God. It really gets me.
Yeah? Does spitting when you speak as well get to you?
Do you want to stop with the constant criticism?
No, it's what this content is for the show.
It's not what this content is.
It is. The ongoing content of this pod is what it is. Right, let's go over here. And divvy up the items. Here we go. Lovely bench.
Oh, that's nice.
Lovely bench.
Very nice.
Museum that way, town centre that way. We're going to cross the road and go over there for a minute, but it's time to allocate. It's time to allocate the items. So there are 6 items. We're going to take 3 each. And we're going to go to charity shops and find an item.
Just want to say one thing.
Well,
we got off at Watford High Street, but we had to come through Bushy, and that's why I've got all these twigs on you.
Oh, mate, come on. You're in dad joke mode today. It's actually quite impressive to some extent, but still troubling.
Bushy.
Yeah, no, I got it.
No, I'm actually quite emotionally fucking close to the edge, Paul.
Well, I've noticed.
I'm feeling quite...
I noticed. Oh, anyway. Well, I'm here to give the pep and energy that this podcast needs. So, right. Here are the 6 items.
Okay,
I'm gonna,
6 items.
I'm going to put them in my pocket.
Big glass pyramid over there.
Yeah, that big glass pyramid is Cotswolds. The shop Cotswolds, which is outdoor wear. Tents.
I bet it wasn't built for that.
I think it was. I think that was
it's
the whole thing.
It's a mad structure, actually, isn't it?
Yeah.
Glass pyramid. I bet it was.
Do you reckon it keeps itself warm because of that? Is that like the secret nature of it?
No, it's just no. It's all that kind of wasted space. You can see that's where all the gubbins
is. Oh, there's lots of wasted space there. Because it's just, it's just scaffolding, basically, in a glass roof.
When I was at boarding school, we always used to take cinema trips to Milton Keynes.
Right.
The pyramid cinema there. It's quite famous.
I don't know it.
The Point, it was called, I think.
Okay.
And it was a pyramid-shaped cinema.
Right, he's got... Right, good fact. Right.
Getting shots for you.
Okay, good. Take some pictures. In focus, ideally, would be nice as well. See if you can work on that.
You fucking cunt.
Right, so...
Just the fucking needle, isn't it? Every fucking time. The needle. You're such a scouse cunt if you're needly.
The problem is, you've given me more than enough rope over the years to hang you on a regular basis.
Oh, lynching me now?
Yes. I'm going to hang you by your plums from the nearest bushy.
Nearest?
Nearest bushy. And for the nearest...
Come on, I'm sick of you now.
Right, in this pocket...
Oh, I have to reach in the pocket.
You've got to reach into... Wait, not yet.
All right.
Don't come in my pocket unless invited. It's like a vampire.
The police there. We might look... Don't just be... Act normal. They might...
I'm going to... Wait there. Wait till he goes past. I'm going to give you this tenner in public. Here we go. Oh, there you go.
Pump House Theatre.
Yeah.
Is that a dirty theatre?
Yes, it is. It's where you go and there's lots of men pumping.
Pumping
to,
house.
To the gyrations of Dirty Beatrice, the leggy stripper. She's a very beautiful woman, very leggy. In fact, that's all she is. She's just two legs that they throw on stage, dangling by strings. They puppet it like Pinocchio. And 8 men wank off to severed legs being dragged around on stage. Laugh at it. It's coming out.
I won't.
What if I throw a willy on stage as well? A severed cock end. There we go.
That's not. I'm just laughing because I'm trying not to laugh. Not because it was funny.
I don't care. It's a result either way.
Fuck you.
Right.
Can
so
I put my hand in the hot pocket now, please?
There are six pieces of paper in Gannon's hot pocket. And Eli's just going to pull out one right now.
One now.
So
start.
Here we go.
So the first item I'll be looking for today on the Tat Hunt will be...
Yeah. Just the one. Always opening it up now.
A toy.
A toy.
A toy.
Should be easy for you.
Yeah, I toy. Like toys.
Right, I'm going to go in.
I'm going to keep this.
Yeah, keep
safe
it on you.
Yeah. He's going into his own pocket.
I'm going. What am I getting? Oh, a board game.
Oh, that's good.
That's
you
good
got
for
a good
me.
One.
All right. Okay. So
you
next.
Got an eye for a board game.
Yeah, Eli next.
Oh, I'm reaching into the pocket and pulling out another one. I've got one in my hand. Decorative trinkets. I'm getting all the ones.
We're getting
all the right ones.
Yeah,
all the
spooky.
Beetles are dying in the right order here.
Right, here's the next one. Kitchenware.
Well,
that's a bit of a bit of a middle of the row one anyway.
Now there's only two left. Records or Well, we'll find out.
Yeah.
Because we both our dope addled brain can't remember things.
Shit.
I got the record. So
right,
the mystery one is the one that left.
Let's
remind ourselves what it is.
Here we go.
Book, of course.
Oh, that works.
So,
all right, okay,
just to
book.
Just to let everyone know, I today will be trying to get, for around £10 all in ceiling,
yeah, ideally,
a decorative trinket.
Nice.
A toy.
Right.
And a record, either a party record, a James Last record, or a Mrs. Mills. And if I see several of all three types, I'll try and find the most fun one.
Yeah, because we don't have to go into a shop and get whatever we see first.
No.
Once we get to the top of the row, we can easily double back and just clean up on the way back if you just want to do a cursory search on the way up.
Okay.
Because, like, basically from
here...
Oh,
and then return. That's a good plan.
See what I mean?
Plan,
look at all the shops on the way up. And then on the way back...
If something catches our eye...
Yeah.
Okay, so we don't have to make a decision on the first part.
No. So that's what we're going to do today. But what we're going to do is we're going to start by going over that way. Because there's, like, Smith's Toys and... couple of shops like that, but there's also a charity shop there for animals. It's a good place to start.
PDSA, is it?
I'm a bit traumatised by it, but I don't think I'm afraid to go back. I think it's RSPCA, yeah.
Do they call it the RSPCA anymore?
Yeah. I've never heard any contrary information to say that for some reason they've decided not to call it that more.
Contrary.
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 Is it contrary? Contrary.
You can say both, I think. I've heard people say contrary.
You're getting all the words out today. Mantle place.
Well, my perspicacity is doing brilliantly today, I think. So, yes. So let us wander over now to our first...
Peter Savage made this manhole cover.
Not personally. Just those who work for him.
And look, there's that old safety mark, the heart.
Plate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that an EU thing?
No, it's an old British thing.
Oh, yeah.
But I think... That's still in business.
I remember seeing that on my car windows when people would drive me as a child.
Yeah.
I would take a photo of that as well.
All right, we'll have fun.
I'm having a lovely time here, Paul.
I'm glad. No, we haven't yet. Or done much in the way of content at all.
Well, I'm just trying to pad it out.
This is padding. Right.
I've got padding.
Shut up. We're going to go to that chat.
What? Tainer man.
Yeah,
I don't really. Not yet, everyone.
Yeah, but it's coming. And then the joke will be on you when you actually... have that padded gusset you've been longing for
I
years.
I long for it.
You do. I think you look for the comfort of a pamper against your groin. That's what I think.
The comfort of a pamper against my groin.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Eli's dirty diaper. I'll change it. I'll powder your bot clean afterwards. Right. Let's go to our first charity shop and we'll report back after we've been in. All right?
All right, cool.
Let's do it. Tat Hunt begins.
Well, Paul, we've just been in our first charity shop, and it was an animal-based one. You're right. It wasn't the PDSA or the RSPCA. It was the National Animal Welfare Trust, or NAWT. And let's hope it's all not for NAWT.
NAWT.
Sorry.
I did get something off my list. I got a kitchenware item.
And I got an extra item just because it was a very good price and I was quite drawn
Although,
to it.
Although, I don't think it's a bit contentious, maybe, actually, because it's a gadget more than a piece of cutlery. Is that all right?
Absolutely. I think gadgets are more interesting.
Well,
kitchenware is a gadget.
Yeah.
It's a kitchen gadget. I think gadgets are allowed.
Fine.
Now,
I just wanted to make sure.
Do you want to see what I got, which isn't one of the lists, but it's just something for me.
Yeah.
This is Gwen Spider Stefani.
Spider Gwen.
Spider Gwen car. There's Luke.
Yeah, it's this spider, Gwen.
Little spider on the back, quite nice detail.
Is that a Happy Meal toy or something?
I thought it was, because it really has that look, but I can't see. Usually Happy Meal toys have McDonald's somewhere.
Yeah.
It doesn't have that, so no. Maybe it was from a larger toy set, a Marvel thing.
Or maybe like an egg capsule type thing with one of those
in. It's a cute little car with Spider Gwen sitting there in it.
Anyway, I always rate the NAWF. Do you want me to start a sentence, or do you just want to interrupt whatever it is I say next? You know, it's been going back 8 years now of constant interruptions.
8 years? Well, you're shaving years off, like that's, your age.
COVID don't count as a year. That's it the nebulae. Does. That's the nebulae year ally with Eoli. No, the NAWT, NAWT, National Anthem World Fair Bust. I always rate highly. It's one of the favourite places to come to when I'm in Watford, because there's always something interesting.
It's a lovely charity shop, large and long.
And also, I didn't get it because it was way out of the budget, but they had a Tiger Electronics game in there, Golden Axe. £15, though, for something you will not play more than once out of curiosity.
Is Golden Axe a franchise, or it's just...
It's a Sega game that I think was an arcade game and ported reasonably truthfully to the Mega Drive.
They also had
It is a dog dirt boring game, left to right axe shit.
Yeah, yeah. They also had some Sega review books. Did you see those?
Review, like Mega, old magazines?
Sega Mega Drive review companions, they were called, little paperback books.
Like, you mean like magazines?
No, they were like little paperbacks, and it said Review Companion, Sega Mega Drive or something.
I will say this, we live in a very good time of gaming. Because back then, if you paid £60 for a game, and within the first 30 seconds of playing it, you knew it was shit, you were fucked.
Yeah.
But with the benefit of a Retroid, I can say, thank God I didn't spend £30-40 back in the day on this, because it's dog shit.
And also, I'd like to thank the cold seats that I've been sitting on for the last year, because they've given me hemorrhoid.
What is fucking wrong with you today? You're on, like, dad gag mode. It's this very rare. It's something that you always sneer at me at. It's very strange. Anyway, we're now going to head on to Watford High Street now. Because this is where the main strip begins of all the charity shops. So
okay.
I reckon what we do is we walk...
Last time I was here, there was a charity shop just there.
That's gone now, yeah. Oh. That was a disabled... disability aid thing.
Okay.
But
it's
yeah.
Mobility Concepts.
Something like that, yeah.
It says it there still.
No, that's the one next door. It's a different shop.
Right.
But I think it was a charity supporting that. Either way, we're going to walk up the high street now. And every time we come to a charity shop, we're going to pop in and then we're going to report back on the outside of the shop before
and
we go in.
Remind you, I'll be getting a book, a toy.
A record.
Not a book, a record.
A book.
A toy, not a book.
Am I getting... Oh, yeah,
you're getting the book.
You're getting a toy, a party record, and a...
Trinket. A mantelpiece trinket.
Yes. And I have gotten a kitchenware item.
Oh.
I now just have to find a board game, and I have to find a book. And we're going to do that now, so join us, because I think there's a cancer research up the road. So that'll be the first one we get to. There's usually not much of interest there, but... Oh, God. Oh, I just did a verp. That's not unnecessary. Oh, that soured things somewhat. Oh, it's all that fatty sausage come back up. My throat just got invaded by a fatty sausage. And not for the first time, I can't you. Right, let's... Oh, there's a CEX and popping in. We're taking a tangent already.
Come zooming up here,
zooming up. Zoomies. Anyway.
What's that bus?
St. Albans.
One of those outside London buses.
Yeah.
Weird.
It's a bit... Oh, the ganja.
Are we having a sex diversion?
Yes, we're having a sex diversion.
Okay.
All right, see you in a bit. Right, we just went into cancer research, just because it's one of the stops on our shopping list, and I think that there's a book there for me that I might get should nothing else come to me over the next few shops. I'm just going to doorstep this guy. Excuse me, sir, what's it like stealing a fucking cool badge right out the hand of someone who's a badge collector, doing it out of spite rather than actual love of the game itself?
I'm not going to participate in this with you.
Excuse me, sir.
Are you Roger Cooking me?
Yeah, I'm Roger Cooking you. So Eli runs in, because he runs in, he's a little rat. He's a little rat, he is. Rather than run in and go, oh, Paul, there's a badge you might like. He goes, here's a badge I'm having, Paul.
I like badges too.
Yeah, but not as much as me. And by rights, as your boss, you should
I see.
Take a knee to me And
do you want the fucking badge, Paul? Because I'll give it to you.
I'll pay you for it. I'll give you good money. In fact, I'll even give you an extra quid on top, mate.
Fine.
How about
it's
that?
£4.50.
Fine. Well, maybe not fine. but anyway.
It's a cherry top. It's a cola cherry bottle top pin badge. You don't see them very often.
No, they're very cute. Look, I don't want to. I'm just having a bit of fun, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
But I will steal it from him before the day is done. So that was cancer research. Fine. Yeah. Nothing too unusual
there's
there.
There's some nice crockery and stuff up here. You can definitely tell just from because it's a bit further out that stuff doesn't get like snatched up as quickly as it does in central London.
Sort of good. Here's our next one, by the way. So here it is. Keech, is it hospice care?
Oh, I like a hospice.
Now, this is a proper rubbly dub attic, bric a bracky kind of place.
All right, cool.
So we're going to go in, and there's loads of records in here, so we can't take too long.
You've managed to tick one of your things off. I haven't ticked anything off.
I've got to get a board game and, what was it, a book.
I still need to get a toy, a record, and a trinket.
So you mean all three things? You still have to do all. But don't worry, once we get to the top of the row, we can race back and go to a place we've missed. So here we go, Keech Hospice Care. Let's go see what happens. So we're three shops down, I think three to go. I'm almost done, I've just got a board game to get. What have you gotten?
I have got a trinket.
Good stuff. Well, don't worry, there's time, providing the shops don't close by 5:30 and we let you miss the bus, there's still plenty of time for you.
Well, that one's to get an album. 4:30, but I think that's kind of not normal.
No, again, that would always shut early, that one.
I'm surprised the prices are better up here for charity shops and
oh, yeah.
There's more stuff. It's just better than central London for charity shop shopping, mate.
I often pop up here for a cheap show episode. You know when we're like free of PO boxes and we can look for stuff ourselves? I always come here first because in a short concentration of space, there's a high number of charity shops and the prices are fine by and large. So I got a little book in there just then. I go, I'll give you a little teaser of it.
Okay.
It's not a book, but it is a theatre, what do you call it? You know when they
give a
programme for a show. And when I saw it, my brain didn't go think about it. It went, take that cunt now.
You wanted to take that cunt now.
Take it, have it now. Oh dear, I shouldn't have done that voice.
It tickled you, yeah.
It tickled me. So, yeah. We've got, I think we've got a British... The British Art Foundation is not worth going into. It's mostly sofas, hoovers...
It's a home store, yeah.
Microwaves, TVs.
Mattresses.
Yeah, but we've got Other British Art Foundation there. We've
Normal
got
British
a...
Art Foundation. Should we go there next?
Yeah, we've got two more, basically. Oh, yeah, another RSPCA. So, yeah, we've got lots to explore. There's even a food court there. If Eli wants to get a nibble on the way back.
No.
I
had a pav vada.
A pav vada?
A pav vada, which is like a potato cutlet in a bread roll. Very spicy.
Oh, I didn't take a picture of that shop. I forgot to take a picture of that shop. Remind me on the way back.
Okay.
So, yeah, British Art Foundation, RSPCA. Then I think we've got one more, and then we have to do a quick run back through where we've been to collect the last of what
so
we need.
I still need to buy a record.
Party record.
Or James Last.
Well, that's a party record.
Okay.
It all counts. So you got that, and you've got what? What else have you got to get? You've got a trinket.
Yeah.
And a...
Toy.
Toy, yeah, you've got to get a toy. Right. Good. Let's go into British Art Foundation. Oh, what's in here then? Well, we've just come out of RSPCA and British Art Foundation. RSPCA had much more for us. Not that much more. I still got to get a board game, and I think I might have missed the window. There was a place we went to, Keech's, that had a game that I was quite fancying, and I could also play it a later episode. But that's closed now, and we have one more store. So if this all fails, we need to race back down to where we first started and grab a board game from there, because I had my own one or two there that I could grab. So with all that being said, Eli's just stuffing something into his bag right now, and then we've got one more spot, and then we've got to get a wiggle on. What time is it? Bear with me. Okay, 5:20. Let's see what we can do. Mr. Silverman?
Yes.
I'm from Cheap Show, the podcast, out to expose people.
How do you know my name then? I don't understand. What's the setup here?
I've got a little proposal for you. I bought you something just now that I want to trade in that badge for.
Okay.
Now, this is something that I'm going to give you the option.
I get to decide, don't I?
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to show you it, give you the option, and then it's up to you whether you want this at a fair swap, or whether you still want the cold, hard, dirty cash. But if you do,
what do you mean
I'm going to give you the money for it. for the badge.
Oh, you're taking the badge, are you? Well, 450.
Well, if you want to give me it, I'll give you the cash.
I don't need that badge in my life.
I want to just try. Yeah, but now it's a burning part of me.
Okay.
It's festering like
you
a
need
scab.
That badge, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
but I want
to
do it. I want
to
do it legit.
Sort of like five.
Well, here's what I'm saying. The thing that I've just bought is a fiver.
Ah.
Right.
Well, I'm getting value if I swap it for the badge.
It's about whether you want it or not.
Why do you think I might want it?
Just because I like to give you options, don't I? Oh, there's an Oxfam there. I forgot about that one. Right, let's quickly go in there.
I still need to get one item.
I know, and I need to get a board game.
I've got two records, both of which could be of interest. All so right. Is that okay?
Yeah.
I'm bending the rules there
a
bit.
That's fine. Listen, before we get into our last two shops, I'm going to show you it now. And it's up to you whether you want it, hard swap, or whether you want
to
kiss. Don't get a peek, because I've also got the other things for the episode.
Sorry, I won't peek.
All right, here we go. Ready? Hand out.
He's handing it to me.
What is it?
Oh, dear. It's a frisbee.
A silicon frisbee.
Wadoba Wingman silicone disc. Flies over 130 feet. I'm going to have to swap this, aren't I?
Yeah, there you go. And
I collect frisbees.
It's got a design on it, like a kind of beach Hawaii.
It's a really nice thing. Well spotted.
Yeah.
Cool. I like, because I've got that world's smallest that Tom gave me, world's smallest frisbee. This is a very nice thing, Paul.
It's only like, what, 5 inches, something like that?
It's, yeah.
Six, 5 inches, something
it's
like
six,
that?
It's six, I'd say.
Oh, and it goes over 40 metres.
It goes a long way.
Is that worth it? Is that worth it?
It's mint on card, it's got the packaging.
A hard swap.
I'm going to get the badge out of my pocket.
Here we go,
Paul.
Gannon. This is the art of the wheeler dealer. This is what it's all about on Cheap Show.
Dropped it.
If you've dropped it, mate.
I haven't. Here it is.
Right,
here it is. It's a fair swap, Gov.
It's a fair swap, Gov.
There you go.
Pictures
that's
of all these items.
It's got
oh, no.
the card on it. Happy Sunday Vintage. So this is an actual bottle top that someone's converted.
Oh, I like that, though.
You do like it?
Yeah.
Okay, you're still
Thank
happy?
You no.
You're not getting buyer's remorse there?
No. Let's shake hands
okay,
on this.
Okay, weird.
Well
but
done.
Yeah, okay.
I was going to say pictures of on our website, but that won't be till next week now. Anyway, there's Oxfam and there's
but
one up the road
pictures,
there.
There will be pictures of the day, so
yes.
to speak, on a website.
Yeah.
I still need to get a toy.
Yeah, and I need to get a board game. So we've got two more shops. And then if we're not, I'm going to race back down to where we first went to and grab
a board
game there. Yeah.
Here. Okay.
All right, so we're going into Oxfam.
My prediction is Oxfam's not going to be very good because it's sanitised. There's some funk up here.
Yeah. But to be fair, last time I went to Oxfam, they did have that massive spitting image board game,
which
I did not get.
What was that last one we were in?
That was RSPCA.
Very good.
Funky bric-brac. Right, Oxfam. And then one more, and then we'll report back and see if we need to race back to the beginning. All right?
Okay.
We're going in. We're going in.
Tat
hunt continues. Right, so we went to Oxfam. Only thing in there of interest was the lovely old lady I was speaking to about Kyle and Gallagher albums, of which I know nothing, but she knew a bit.
She
and then we went
to the 60s.
And we went to go to... there's another hospice care, but it was closed. And it's a shame, because that one's usually got some nice board games in. And I think the place I was going to get a board game is closed now.
Oh, you still haven't got a board game?
No.
What are you going
to
do?
Well, I'm going to go back to the first place, because there was at least one or two there I could grab.
I still need a toy.
I reckon the first place is perfect for it. There's loads of toys on the shelf there.
National Animal Welfare.
NART.
What's the T for?
Trust.
National Animal Welfare Trust.
So, it's about 4:45 now. I think we can get there in time. If not...
It shuts at 5:30.
You think so.
Often they do. I mean, they often do. It's not unusual.
Well, we've got 15 minutes to find out how disappointed we're going to be.
It's funny, you've
Morley's.
Got Morley's up here, Morley's Fried Chicken Shops, which everyone in South London, goes on about how it's like a South London thing. They're not. They're all over the fucking place.
The fucking
you couldn't
place.
Get less than South London than here.
Hey, didn't you say you had something to say about something that you got?
I'll keep walking.
We haven't got time.
Look at that brutalist car park.
We haven't got... Nate, you've got to focus on the game. Tat Hunt is in flux.
No, this is just something that happened to me the other day in Haringey. There's a new sort of boutique-style charity shop up there.
Oh,
and
right.
It says working for cancer charities, but it's not a specific charity, which makes me wonder. Anyway, they've got a chalkboard outside saying, come on, bring your records here. We'll give them a new home, you know, whatever you like.
Yeah.
And so I thought, they've got records. I didn't realise they had records in there. And I go in there, and they've got a box of records at the back. I'm flipping through, they're all like £2. But mainly it's just sort of 80s R&B stuff, kind of. Not very interesting.
Not for you.
And I saw this LP.
Oh, windy.
Carla Thomas LP on Stax.
Yeah.
Now, Carla and her brother Rufus Thomas, who did Walking the Dog and other tunes, were the first artists signed to the Stax label in America. And she did Baby, you know that Baby?
Yeah.
Oh, Baby. I'd love for you to call me baby.
Baby.
B-A-B-Y, baby.
I know very well. Yeah,
I like it. I like it. I like to call you.
All right.
So she's a great soul singer. And it looks like it's a nice LP, one of her LPs. No price. So I'm like, oh. I picked up.
I'm getting dangerously bored of this story at this
point. Don't get dangerously bored. Shut your mouth.
Just pick it up because I'm tuning out. That means the listener is too.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
Do you know what the listener's fucking thinking, Paul? Yeah. They're thinking, I hate it when Paul constantly interrupts Eli, incessantly.
You interrupt
never
me
lets him finish saying anything.
You fucking lying prick, cunt, prick, bastard. How dare you? I have got
no,
8 years of
you.
Content of you interrupting every
Why
sentence.
Why is it 8 years
then,
now?
Just then, you literally
because
did just then.
Because you're not saying anything.
I am.
I'll finish telling this story later.
No one's interested.
No, I want to finish telling that story. Of course, you're bored. You heard the story already.
Have I?
Yes.
Still boring, isn't it?
It's pointless. We're trying to get to the shop. I will continue this later.
Right, when we've calmed down a bit, the stress of it is getting to you. Obviously, you can't handle a tat.
You need to get a whole fucking board game, mate.
Yeah, but
I only
fine.
Need to get a toy. There's toys
that's
all
fine.
Over the fucking place.
I know. That's what I'm doing. So fucking calm your boots, you pretty little tat hunt loser.
Now, I know you're all dying to hear the rest of my story, but don't worry. I will be telling you the rest of the story later.
Just for patrons only.
No, it's
I'm
not.
I'm going to cut it out and put it in like that. Is this still open or is it closed? Ah, it's closed.
Oh, shit.
4:30. That was where I was going to get a particular board game I had my eye on.
You're fucked then, aren't you?
If I hadn't seen 4:30 properly, I would have just bought it.
I saw that when we walked in.
Well. Why
tell
don't you
what,
finish
that,
your story?
The Gwen Stefani car is going to be my toy if we're not careful.
Well, then I've seen it, though.
I don't want to finish my story because I'm getting out of breath walking.
All right, anyway, okay, let's race down. The clock's on. Let's race down and see what they've got. Hopefully that place is still open, all right?
I really hope it is.
All right, let's see how it goes.
Big trubs.
Big trobs. Failing that...
I could tell my story.
Failing that, we could go to Smith's and just pop in and get a board game.
And a toy.
Oh,
when's that open till?
Well, I presume later than 5:30, because then it's a huge, big retail shop and a shopping arcade.
They often
arcade.
Have discounted toys in there. I could get something like that.
Well, that might be
there?
Our
let's just fucking go there.
That might be our last resort. Let's find
right,
out.
We'll see if this is open.
Tat Hunt Continue A. It's getting very contentious right now.
Just let me finish my story later.
Nah, it's not happening.
Please.
Beg for me. Give me that pin badge and I'll either let
I
you
gave
have...
you the pin badge already!
As host of Cheap Show, I'd like to apologise for the unnecessary aggression towards my co-host.
Thank
but
you.
Time was tight. We were running out of shops and our budget.
Indeed we did.
And indeed we did. We got to the Nart place and it was closed. So we popped into Smith's and the rule was treat it as if it was a charity shop, look for something deep and cheap. You know what I mean?
Under a fiver.
Yeah.
And I went way under a fiver now. At the beginning of the day, Paul, you got a tenner out.
Yeah.
You handed me a crisp
£10 notes,
and said all your items have to basically come in around then. I'll tell you right now.
Cool. Well, that ruins next week's episode then, when we had to guess the prices of stuff. Remember at the beginning we said for a bonus, do you want to guess?
You'll forget.
I've been purposely not listening, so I don't remember.
All right.
However,
I love your short-term memory.
I tell you what.
Reference last week's episode all about weed.
That didn't happen.
Can you remember how much I spent on the trinket? You can't, can you? You are Mr. Civ Brain.
To be fair, I was thinking about my own price at the time and counting them up. All I'll tell you to you is that it came to 11 a quid.
You went over by
11
a quid.
Okay.
I wasn't trying to, give the game away. I was just trying to say I feel quite proud that I managed to stay on budget there.
Yeah, no, you have.
Unlike most major features. Anyway. End of my story. I can hold it if you want. If you're going to get bored, I can hold the thing.
You just tell the end of your story.
So I'm in the shop. I'm in the shop and I get this Carla Thomas LP. But all the others, shut up. All of the other records are like £2 or £3.
Yeah.
But this one is unpriced. So I pick up a couple of other things I'm interested in, some 12-inch singles and the Carla Thomas LP, go up to the desk. And the guy behind the desk already I don't like because he goes, oh, what have you found? Like that, you know what I mean? Oh, what have you found? Like, oh, isn't it great, vinyl? And you find things. And I went, there's no price on that one. And he said to me, that record had a sleeve, plastic sleeve on. I went, yeah, I took that off because it was polyurethane. That ruins records. It outgasses and ruins records. This is a whole other thing we could discuss, but it's true.
But not now, please.
Okay. Shut up. Please. Shut up.
Stay focused on the story.
That is the still part of the story. And anyway, I said, and then he went, oh, I'm just going to check the price on this. And already I'm like...
He's going to eBay or Discogs.
No, and then I see him, it's Discogs. Then I see him take his phone out and go back into the back room. Like, and I'm like, okay, if it's a fiver, then it, reasonable, because it is, you know, if it's something like a fiver, if he says it's a fiver, that'll be fine. He's in there for about 5 minutes. I'm like, fuck this. I just wanted to pick up a record in a charity shop, you know?
Yeah.
It's not about waiting for you to do research online.
I could do on my phone right now.
Yeah, I could have done that. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it comes out like 5 minutes later. And I know I shouldn't be, because it's a charity shop. I shouldn't get angry. But I was pissed off. And then he goes, yeah, it's 25 quid that, mate. And I'm like, all the other records are £2. And he goes, no, this one's 25. And then I said to him, you just looked on Discogs and picked the highest price on Discogs and then said that. He went, no, there were some for 30 on. And it's like, what, mate? What are you fucking talking about? For one thing,
even graded it.
No, he hasn't graded it. It's all about condition with vinyl.
Yeah.
And those ones that are selling for 25 or 30 are definitely very good plus.
VG or whatever.
Very good plus, yeah. VG is not that good. VG plus.
Either way, it's better.
Yeah. Anyway, so he hasn't taken that into consideration. The other thing is, there's at least like 35 different versions of that LP. And only certain versions are going to get...
Different labels, different releases.
Versions released. Yeah, it's all on Stacks. Anyway, he doesn't mention any of this, of course. And then I'm just like, ugh. And he goes, well, do you want to take the other one? I'm like, no, you've pissed me off so much
you
with
didn't
your...
Say that bit, though,
no, no, I just went, no. And then I walked away. But come on, this is what... It's just terrible customer service. It's like if you walked into a shop and went, oh, I like that. How much is that? And then they have to go and check the price. And you know what I mean? It's just disrespectful. And also... People don't have any idea about the nuances of actually pricing vinyl, secondhand vinyl.
I've noticed that. There's a There's a charity shop near me. All right, so now it's my turn and you fuck off to your story.
I'm pacing angrily, but I was listening.
All right, okay. Well, there was a charity shop up the road from me in Harrow, which usually had a nice selection of vinyl records, 12 and 7 inch. And at a time, it was all affordable. But then I went in once and like all of a sudden, every single ad was 25 quid, 30 quid. And when I opened it up, smudges, scratches,
this is just
torn
it's,
labels,
it's complete
torn whatever.
Ignorance, yeah, it's ignorance and it pisses me off. I know it's meant to be charity, but come on, mate, that's not how you sell something. You make sure you price everything up before you put it out. Yeah. You know what I mean? You don't go in the back room with your fucking mobile. Anyone can do that.
If the thing is worth 25 quid, there would have been a sticker on it in the first place.
Fair
I'd
enough.
Save you the whole conversation.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Fair enough.
Anyway.
And I would have said that's a bit overpriced, but I wouldn't have been angry with him. It's just people feel like, oh, vinyl's this new thing and they're all worth a load. And you know what I mean? It's this kind of assumption.
Yeah.
And it's not anything's not thought through properly. So, you know, you tell me, listener, was I being out of order? Because it was a charity shop after the all. But
no, but here's the thing. You run a charity shop. Yes, you want to price things to get the best dollar. All this kind of stuff. The point being is, though, if it's unlabeled, I am deeply suspect.
Yes.
Before the off. About anything.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you go, oh, yeah, they forgot or the sticker came off. But sometimes you think that's been purposely unpriced.
Yes.
So whoever's on call that day can make an arbitrary price out of their arsehole.
And I hate the way it's like...
Like that place near you, which has no price on anything. But then they turn around and say, those 7 items in a board game? 50p, please. And
that's
think,
good.
All right,
that's
fine.
Yes. That's yeah. We can get billed on that. That's a relationship. That's a proper charity shop. This is just... feels gougy. You know, it feels gougy. And, so I won't be going back in there. And... it just demonstrates just the shitification of the world, because everyone's just like, oh, just look at my phone and tell me how much is it worth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's just like, I just don't want to think about it. And I'll just, oh, it's expensive.
Well, I tell you what.
Anyway.
It's been a thrilling and fast-paced shopping day today for us both. We're going to get a coffee now, and then we're going to head back to the Harrow Haunted House on the Hill, where we're going to record next week's episode. The reveal and the pricing and the item off.
But we're going to have mediocre to poor coffee in Costa first.
Yeah, that is the plan. And then we're going to have a mediocre and poor journey home, followed by podcast recording.
To poor. Mediocre to
China in your hand.
I had some China in my hand and I bought it, and so I'll drink it. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Hey, hey, yay, yay, yay.
Now name me the second hit to Pau had.
Was it called
Hey, I'll just tell you this. I don't know. So it doesn't matter.
They didn't have any more hits, did they?
They had one or two. But for the sake and purposes of this,
Paul,
she and that band and its legacy can fuck off.
It's down there. Why
it's not. It's up here. You keep walking in front of me. That's where they put the sign. That's not where the shop is. The shop is literally. What's that up there?
Weird. This is a clothing shop. You can't. Why does it say cock?
This is what I keep telling you.
Losing it.
You're losing your mind because you're not listening to me, the man in charge who knows the facts.
Oh, fuck.
Right, let's go into. Where are we? It's a shop. Let's just go in. It's fine. We're getting a coffee.
Is it upstairs?
Yeah, it's upstairs. We're going to do that now. Right, and then we can head home. Right, your good friends Paul and Eli are back on the Lioness Line.
The next stop is Bushy.
That's what I've heard.
I wish I was coming into Bushy. I wish I was entering Bushy.
You got to mind the gap. Don't you dare fucking give me a golf laugh.
Come on. Mind the gap, all right?
The gap between the thigh and the
boss. Yes.
It's not very funny.
No.
Anyway, we're heading back now. The plan is to get off at Hatch End.
We're in Bushy.
Are we
it's
in Bushy?
It's very hard to see with the thick undergrowth.
That's all you've got. That's all you've got.
Oh, it's really hard to see. It's like a safari out there. There's lots of shrubs.
Right, I'm just going to stop. I'm going to interrupt you here and just stop you. So, yeah, we're going to head back to the Harrow Haunted House on the Hill, where we'll record part two of Tat Hunt. We will go through our items and evaluate and discuss and debate who got the best stuff.
You had to get an emergency board game, but it was cheap.
Very.
That's good. You was it reduced?
Yes.
It was on sale. I managed to get... I got two.
Yeah.
Two records, yeah. And two... Two toys. Almost gave the game away there.
Yeah, I also did get a vinyl, but that's for me. It was Ghostbusters 2 On Our Own by Bobby Brown.
And also...
in pristine condition.
Oh, nice. That's good too.
So I'm going to donate the other one that I've had to a friend of mine so they can have it for their collection.
And on Paul's request, I picked up Jim Davidson's version of White Christmas.
Stuart Millard, if you're listening... you're getting that. We've got a little bit of a pocket of stuff for you when you eventually have the balls to come on our show. So, sorry, Stuart, in advance.
What? Just because these aren't part of the game.
What?
Don't look.
I'm not looking.
I'll just quickly go through these sevens I picked up that are really nice.
Very quickly.
Old Man, Neil Young, Other Side, Heart of Gold. As for my money, those are the two best Neil Young songs. Oh man, and a little ding ding, I'm a lot. You remember that? He's giving me. There's that Jim Davis.
I'm just going to go. I'm just going to leave him to it. I'm just going to pretend this is recording. This is not recording right now, by the way.
Just go for the motions.
Too High, Stevie Wonder. Too high, too high.
You don't have to sing every example of the song
you've got. Do you know that one? That the Red Hot Chili Peppers did a cover version of?
Yeah.
That's really nice, both from the Inner Visions album from the early 70s. That's a really lovely thing. Ra Band. Why do I know the Ra Band? They did the crunch.
It's them. It's that one guy. Ra stands for something. I keep forgetting what it stands for.
But this is a different one. Message from the Stars.
That's the big hit off that album.
Oh.
That's the one with like an answerphone with a lady saying, "Hi, I'm leaving a message for you."
Is it any good?
I like it.
Because it's got the sort of Astro mix, like a dub mix on the other side of this. Which
I'll tell you what that sounds like. But the original
was
like...
the crunch?
Yes.
That's a big hit as well.
No,
but
it wasn't. That was just an album hit. The only hit off the album is the one you've got there. The message from another song. You'll recognise it as soon as we play it, I swear to you.
Nathan Jones, The Supremes, on a Motown Yesteryear. But more interesting to me is Bad Weather by The Supremes. Now, this is
the one I found for you, and you said have that.
It's a really lovely modern soul number, Bad Weather. Really, it's an excellent tune. And this is The Supremes. This is The Supremes after Diana Ross has left.
Yeah, on their own.
So that's the other singers in the Supremes.
Speaking of On Our Own, that's the title of the single I bought by
Stevie
Bobby
Wonder.
Brown.
Stevie Wonder's one of the writers of Bad Weather.
Oh.
So maybe he's done a version, because he was one of the in-house writers. No, those are the...
Was he an in-house writer before he became an artist of his own?
He was a young kid, because he used to be called Little Stevie Wonder. His first hit was as Little Stevie. He was literally like 10 or something. So, no. I don't think he started songwriting until later on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're in Carpenter's Park now. Not Carpenter. Carpender.
Is
for
it
the record, yeah.
Park. Look at the thing.
This is a Lioness Line train.
It's how you'd say the word carpenter if you were a Radio 1 DJ in the 1980s. Listen, thank you. We're going to get back to our journey and we'll see you a little bit later.
Carpenter.
Right, we're on the H14.
Harrow Art Centre. That's where we did episode 300.
It is indeed.
And the digitizer, two digitizer live shows.
Three
digitizer live shows.
And I think even when we get there, if I'm being honest, Cheap Show 500 might be there as well. Because that'll be next year, Cheap Show 500.
Is it really?
Yes. So, I'm just saying.
We should do a big live one.
We should do one big, huge live show for 500. I think that's apt.
And then call it a day.
Yeah. So, I wanted to say this as well. So, you know, when we went to that charity shop that wasn't a Heart one, it was the one next door, RSPCA. They had a changing room, right? And in the changing room, this guy just waltzes in. Sits in there with the curtain open. He just sits in there and then starts opening his mail and reading it and going, no. And then leaves him in the room.
Weird.
And then, again, typical for Gannon, I hear a bum tumble.
He farts as well.
A big grunter. And it was one of those fat, wet ones that was stretched over tight fabric.
Oh,
it's this big, huge dude. It was like quack, 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 quack.
Why did he come there to fart and open his mail?
Either way, he did. And then he just left and he went to the woman behind the counter. Are you working on your own today? And she went, no, my friend's in the back. He went, oh, all right then. And then just walked off.
He's a monster in every way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really,
Well, the funny thing is, he goes, I'll see you tomorrow. And she went, no. No, and he walked off. So I don't know what the history of that, I don't know what the history of that was. But also, the woman on the bus coming in, who had a shouting rage at the fire engine going past, remember here?
Why was she having a rage? At what? People trying to save people's lives.
She stood up and basically said something to the effect of, you're too damn loud. And then was pointing at it and then sat back down.
People will just complain about the people who are saving their lives, Paul.
Yeah.
You know?
Also, see this field here behind us?
Yeah, I see it.
This is where I want us to do the Cheap Show Sports Day this year.
That's the location. Okay, I'll come.
We'll do a sports day. Egg and spoon race, sack race. We'll see if anyone Aerobee. Wants to be guests. Aerobee.
Aerobee distance challenge.
Or golf.
Golf will be quite hard to set up because we have to set up the holes. We just do
just put a hula hoop ring down and that'll be it.
All right, like, but
yeah.
Not 18 holes, though.
No,
we'll do a five, five holes. Which is that lady from...
That's all right.
What?
From Bushy.
No, five holes is the lady from Total Recall, who has four tits. She's also...
That means she's got five holes.
Well, it implies it.
Where are the other holes? She's got...
up all round there.
I mean, at best, you've got up front, back front.
Double back front.
No, you've got ears, mouth and nose. They're your orifices, but only three of them are worth sexing. No one. I mean, maybe there's someone out
Ming's
there.
Ming's is open.
Yeah, Ming's is great fish and chip shop.
Have you had fish and chips from there?
Yeah, many.
That's a classic fish and chips and Chinese takeaway.
And it's good.
And it's good.
Yeah.
I love. There's a certain romance to the Chinese fish and chip hybrid shop.
Anyway, the
only
point.
Here,
the point
only
I'm trying
Britain.
To. The point I'm trying to make is that at best, unless you've got a kink for nose fucking or ear fucking, you've only really got three holes to play with, right?
No. Because the lady from Total Recall has five sex holes. Not
Where does it
not.
Say that?
In the law book of Total Recall.
There is no law book of Total Recall that states the three-breasted lady in it
has five
holes.
Well,
five specific sex holes.
Yes.
The only thing
is the anus, the vagina, the bumgina. It's like a vagina and a bum, but it's called a bumgina. And then there's the
no, you know what?
Angina.
This conversation's over.
There's the anus.
Right, we're going to stop now because whatever it is you're doing.
There's the anus nostril.
Can you not shout on a bus full of people, anus nostril, please? Can you just not?
Sorry.
Good. You need to calm down. You need to save this energy for episode 2.
Oh, God.
Which everyone will hear next week, but we're going to go ahead and record tonight.
Eight,
right,
four,
let's
two,
just enjoy the rest of the bus journey in relative fucking calm sobriety.
By the time I get home. Bloody hell.
Oh, stop whinging. You're fucking off to America for 2 weeks and abandoning me.
In 2 months' time.
Yeah, exactly. Come. Oh, stretch your legs, mate.
Oh, you must have cramp.
Yeah, jogger's cramp.
I love this overpass bit in Hatch End because you can look out over
the station. Yeah. Right.
Oh, I like these elevated roads. Look, you can see all...
Yes, you can. That's up towards Howe and Wildstone there.
But you can see there's all lights in the distance.
Yeah.
It makes... It gives the lie to this being in any way rural. It's still like the middle of a city, but it has that weird suburban...
When we did that episode at Stanmore Country Park, when you look out, all you see is the tops of trees, but it looks far more pastoral than it actually is.
Yeah.
Right, let's enjoy the rest of this short journey in peace.
I'm enjoying it.
I think I'm glad.
We were at the front, and it looks like we're driving the bus. There's actually no one on the top deck with us.
No, because two of them went down because
bum screaming.
No, two of them went down the stairs because you were screaming arse vagina.
Arse vagina, that's the good one.
It's not.
Arse muff.
Titquim.
Wow, I'd go for that.
And that's not really a hole so much as a couple of mounds. You know what? I'm stopping this. Right, so we've gotten off the bus and we're heading back to my gaff to record part two, which you will hear next week. So as we walk back, it is just enough time to say thank you for supporting Cheap Show all these years and listening. If indeed you do enjoy what we do, yes, we've been going nearly a decade now, but we would still love some reviews, comments on all the various platforms, iPods. You know what I mean? What's the word I'm looking for? Apple Podcast Store. I know that made me sound like an old man then, didn't it? That's so shit.
iPod.
I know, it's so
that's
shit.
That's an old device from like 20 years ago.
That's such a sad thing to say. The point being is that if you listen to us and you like us, what helps us grow is hearing your kind thoughts on the many various podcast platforms you can listen to us on. So whether that's Good Pods, which we recommend, whether that's Podcast Addict, whether that's Spotify, whether that's Apple Podcasts, iTunes Shop, whatever it is.
Google,
no, they don't exist no more. Please leave a review because... Yeah, thank you. So please leave a review. It means all the world to us and it could mean that we get new listeners off the back of it. So if you could, that would be lovely. Other than that, we are supported by fantastic people on Patreon who help keep this podcast going for, again, nearly a decade. And if you'd like access to, God, years now of extra podcasts, videos, events, amazing magazine, it's all there for you. Patreon.com/cheapshow. Give what you can, but remember, only if you can, and get yourself access to hundreds of hours of extra Cheap Show stuff. Anything you want to say before we get to my gaff?
Thanks for listening, everyone.
House of Pickles.
Love you. I have a music radio show on Soho Radio every 2 weeks, the House of Pickles Sound Show. So you can listen to that. It's on Mixcloud. You just use that search term, the House of Pickles Sound Show.
And we're on Blue Sky now because Twitter is a toxic shithole that we're slowly coming off of. Instagram and our website, thecheapshow.co.uk. Also, if you've got anything you want to email to us, thecheapshow@gmail.com. We've had a few tales from the dance floor, shop floors as well. So maybe we'll read that out next week before we get into the meat of it. So email us there. And that's it, really. Join us next week where we're going to go through the tat we got from Watford. And we'll see who got the more interesting stuff, the costly stuff, the pricier stuff. And luckily, I forgot everything Eli said before, so I can still play the price of shite with my good chum Eli. Oh, that's staying in the picture. He shouldn't have done it right by the mic.
That was you.
Oh, mate, if it's me,
that sounded like one of
they're getting panoramic sound versions of it. You're getting your daft sprat cut. Right, we're heading into the house to record your daft sprat. It makes perfect sense if you're Paul Gannon's brain and no one else. Right, we'll see you next week on Cheap Show. Until then, have a lovely time and...
Stop saying and because then you can't finish. You fucking idiot. Goodbye.
And we'll see you later. Bye.